Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Dave Leventhal is joining us this morning on the Trocar College Liveline, Washington Insider. And Dave, pretty tumultuous time right now in this country with the latest assassination attempt on former President Trump on Sunday. The acting director of the Secret Service yesterday, Ronald Rowe, was talking about being ready for another geopolitical event. What does he mean?
I think at this point, the tumultuousness of this election can only be seen as something that's going to be standard practice right now. A geopolitical event, I mean, that could mean anything. It could mean Iran, it could mean China, it could mean North Korea, it could be bad actors from Russia. And I think at this point, the U.S. government is preparing for all potential contingencies. Now, as it affects Donald Trump, as it affects Kamala Harris, the presidential race, the congressional race is taking place, it could take a number of different forms, too. And we think, of course, especially with the second assassination attempt since July, the attempt on the life of Donald Trump, that it would be a physical attack. But it also, too, could be a cyber attack. It could be something that targeted our power grid. I hate to start the morning with doom and gloom here, but there are obviously a number of signs here and that we know about and others that we likely don't know about that the U.S. government and the Secret Service and all of the national security apparatus that's in place are preparing for the closer and closer we get, Susan, to Election Day.
What's the talk around Washington about the Secret Service? Because yesterday we heard the president saying that they need more help. Chuck Schumer was saying that Democrats would provide extra funding for the agency. I mean, it could be like a lot of police forces around the country that always need more help, that are having trouble recruiting people now. On the other hand, Dave, I do want to, you know, point out that they did do the job, right? On Sunday or over the weekend, the threat was eliminated, just like what they're supposed to do.
They sure did, and they did their job. Donald Trump praised them forward and backward, and a threat was eliminated. So give them all due credit for doing their job under some difficult circumstances. Now, a couple things to note here. Number one, former presidents, and there are five former presidents, including Donald Trump, they do not receive the same level of Secret Service protection as a current president, Joe Biden, of course, in this case. Kamala Harris is the vice president in addition to a presidential candidate, so she receives enhanced Secret Service protection as well. One huge question right now is whether that should change, whether a Donald Trump, or for that matter, a Barack Obama, a George W. Bush, a Jimmy Carter, a Bill Clinton should receive more Secret Service protection by virtue of them being a former president. That's a question that will be grappled with. Another thing, too, and this really flew under the radar, but earlier this year, there was actually a massive transfer of funds that Congress was responsible for from a obsolete presidential election fund. Remember how presidential campaigns used to be funded by public dollars in part? Well, that money hasn't been used for about 15 years, it got transferred over in large part to the Secret Service, but there hasn't been any details that have happened as to what where that money is going toward or what that money is going to be used for. Expect that Congress is going to have to answer questions about that as well. And then finally, we have a committee that already was created in Congress to tackle exactly these questions. What is going to happen differently? Are there going to be new standards? Should the Secret Service be much more proactive in going after threats as opposed to being reactive, which is one criticism? That is something that's also going to be grappled with. And we could be looking, Brian, some fairly dramatic policy changes in this era right now where it seems like threats to presidential candidates and specifically Donald Trump with two active shooting incidents are really triggering a rethinking of how we protect presidents and presidential candidates.
You know, and all of this going on, yet the presidential race seems to be static. Does this mean that there are few undecided voters left, Dave?
It does, Susan. And pardon me, we're at a period right now where it might be 3%, 5%, 10%. It's probably different for each state, but we have only about 7 states in this country, maybe 8 or 9 or 10, depending on if the map expands in the coming weeks, but about 7 right now that are truly swing states. And these are the states that are truly going to matter in terms of who becomes president and who doesn't become president. And within those states, most people have already made up their minds. We have states that are going to begin voting in just a matter of days in certain applications here. And people can cast absentee ballots or they can start early voting. So decisions that have already been made in the minds of voters are going to be put into action. So those independent voters, those swing voters, those undecided voters who have not made up their minds, a tiny slice of the electorate, but an absolutely overriding force in who will become president. So when you add that all up, it's not surprising that the polls are stagnant, because you could be looking in a state like Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or Michigan or Arizona or Nevada, where we are literally talking tens of thousands of votes, if not thousands of votes, that are going to make the difference in a country of 320 million odd people and be the deciding factors as to whether it's Kamala Harris or Donald Trump who is sitting in the White House come January when Inauguration Day comes around.
Yeah, but the final push is on. How have you noticed the race change or the candidates change their approach since we passed that Labor Day mark a couple of weeks ago?
Well, both of them are definitely becoming ever more aggressive, as we expected that they would. The debate that took place last week was definitely a watershed moment for Kamala Harris. She's trying to capitalize that on that in every which way possible. But Donald Trump has not exactly been sitting on his hands either, although he's been definitely taking a different approach in terms of how he is using his time. Obviously, he was golfing. He had a launch yesterday of a crypto exchange that he basically is lending his name to. So some you know, recreation and business affairs going on alongside all the work that he's doing on the campaign trail. Both are having rallies. There are a couple of good studies out as to rally size, which of course is such an issue in the aftermath of the debate when it came up, and Donald Trump got very agitated about it. Basically, both candidates, from all the facts that are on the table, are drawing an equal number of people to their live rallies. But also, too, there's a lot going on online, too. And Donald Trump had an event. Kamala Harris is having another event today for her campaign, which are going to be virtual events. So this is definitely a campaign that's being waged not only in person in a corporeal sense, but also too very virtually. And that's going to be a huge motivator for a lot of people who are going to be making donations online and organizing and trying to activate other people online as well.
You know, the next debate we'll be hearing about is the VP debate, right? October 1st?
Yeah, absolutely. And Susan, there doesn't seem to be any appetite on Donald Trump's end at this point for a second presidential debate. So that may be it between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, but still probably, I would imagine, one of the most well-watched, well-listened-to vice presidential debates in modern U.S. history, in large part because it might be the last time we have an opportunity to see the two sides go face-to-face, mano-a-mano, and, you know, well, they're both good debaters, that's for sure. That's almost certainly to be a very, very exciting affair, even if it is the undercard and not the two people at the top of the ticket.
All right, Dave, thanks for joining us once again, and we look forward to talking with you next week, Dave Leventhal.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.